The Colombian government and FARC rebels say they reached a joint ceasefire to end more than five decades of conflict. The announcement follows 3 years of peace talks in Cuba. Candice Piet reports.
The bilateral ceasefire comes after the two sides reached agreement on one of the biggest hurdles in the peace talks, the disarmament of the rebels. This comes almost a year after the FARC declared a unilateral ceasefire, which resulted in a significant drop in violence. But to disarm means the FARC must trust state security forces to protect them. Both sides said the details of the agreement will be made public on Thursday.
Democratic Party members are staging a sit-in on the floor of the lower house of the U.S. Congress to press their demands for tighter gun controls in the wake of the shootings this month at a gay nightclub in Florida. From Washington, here's Laura Bicker.
This is one of the most extraordinary scenes ever witnessed in Congress. The interruption came just as the House presiding officer moved to declare a recess. Nearly 100 Democratic congressmen and women came to the front of the chamber. Some of them sat down, and together they chanted, "No bill, no break." The House Speaker, Paul Ryan, has refused to schedule a vote for gun control legislation in the aftermath of the Orlando shootings that left 49 people dead. But the protesters, led by Congressman John Lewis, a veteran of the civil rights movement in the 1960s, said thousands of lives had been lost and the House had done nothing.
The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has described missile tests on Wednesday as proof that his country has the capability to attack US interests in the Pacific. His comments were reported in state media. Mr. Kim is said to have personally supervised the tests. A new study indicates that the number of women in Latin America seeking to terminate their pregnancies rose sharply following health warnings last year about the effect of the Zika virus on unborn children. James Gallagher has the details.
Terminating a pregnancy is illegal in many parts of Latin America, but women still have them through abortion services like Women on Web, which advises people online and then delivers the pills to end a pregnancy. Scientists at the University of Cambridge and the University of Texas analysed data from the website to show demand for abortions in Brazil and Ecuador doubled after the warnings on Zika. The pregnant women said they were concerned, alarmed, and did not want a sick baby.
Campaigning has drawn to a close in Britain's referendum on whether the country should leave or remain in the European Union before polls open on Thursday. The Prime Minister David Cameron urged people to vote to stay in the EU. He said the country would be stronger, safer and better off. But the prominent Leave campaigner Boris Johnson said Britain should take back control of its finances, its immigration system and its democracy. World news from the BBC. The Prime Minister of Pakistan, Nawaz Sharif, has condemned the murder of one of the country's best-known singers. Mr. Sharif said he had ordered an investigation into the killing of Amjad Sabri, a performer of Sufi devotional music. He was shot as he drove through a busy neighbourhood in Karachi. The Pakistani Taliban says it carried out the attack. The Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has held talks in Caracas with a senior U.S. envoy to try to ease tensions between their countries ahead of a key debate on Thursday of the Organization of American States. The OAS is to discuss whether Venezuela has broken the democratic principles of the organization's charter, something that could eventually lead to its expulsion. The Spanish Interior Minister Jorge Fernandez Díaz has rejected calls for his resignation after leaked recordings appeared to link him to efforts to smear political rivals. Audio tapes published by an online newspaper appear to feature Mr. Díaz and the head of Catalonia's anti-fraud office discussing ways to discredit the region's pro-independence parties. The audio was made public ahead of a general elections on Sunday, which Mr. Díaz's party is expected to win. The smallest nation at the Euro 2016 football tournament, Iceland, has made it through to the knockout stages. Iceland beat Austria with a dramatic last-minute goal. The former Icelandic footballer Gudni Bergsson watched the match against Austria. He says it's a huge moment for the country.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to do with myself. To experience this with the boys and our supporters is amazing. The resilience and fighting spirit that brings this victory is unique. It's a historic day for Iceland and Icelandic sports.
Elsewhere, Ireland also qualified after a surprise 1-0 victory over Italy, and Portugal just made it through with a 3-3 draw with Hungary. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。